My name is Benjamin Etzinger, Regional Sales Manager covering our Eastern Corn Belt. Been with the company since the end of March of this year. Rantizo is a drone custom application company. In the United States, we are governed by the Federal Airspace Administration, and along with those, there comes specific licenses needed to fly drones and apply aerial-labeled pesticides. And so what we have done is we've made a quote-unquote shortcut for people to enter this space. One of those licenses is fairly hard to acquire. Takes months of time and application to get approved to fly. And so what we do is if someone wants to jump into the space in a two-week period, we can do that. So buy a drone from Rantizo, come to 2 days of training in Iowa City, Iowa, where our headquarters is, and get trained to safely fly drones, and then go back to your local communities and offer this service.
Okay, well, that's cool. So it speeds up the process so it doesn't take quite as long?
Yeah, absolutely. And then once people come to training, they haven't learned everything, but they still have one of the benefits of working with Rantizo is having a support group to call back to that they can ask questions about the drone, about the remote control, so on and so forth. So we obviously want to hold their hand as much as possible as they get started so they have a good experience.
What's the benefit for farmers or growers for this product or this service?
When we talk about corn and soybeans, I see us fitting into two spaces really, really well. The first space being site-specific application. So we'll use an example of an 80-acre field, and throughout the growing season, we may identify problems via a in-season drone image or an in-season satellite image or just going out in the field ourselves and finding out of that 80-acre field, 20 acres may have an issue. And it's not very efficient for a typical ground rig to drive a certain amount of miles down the road and then drive through standing crop and find the 20 acres out of the 80 that need the application. And so we can take a shapefile of those 20 acres and dispatch a drone to just the specific areas that need the chemistry applied. And at the end of the year, you can start to add up the amount of chemistry you could save if you're only putting it where it needs to go. The other area I see us fitting in is, I'll use a ground rig as an example again. Throughout all of the Midwest, there are ground machines with 90 or 120 foot booms that are entering small, awkward acres. So whether you want to use an 8-acre field as an example or a 12-acre field, they get in there, they unfold their booms, and they're made for big fields. They're not made for those. So we can increase that ground rig's efficiency if we choose to give those small, awkward acres that are inefficient for a ground rig to the drone application team.
And does it just offer application, or does it take pictures as well so you can kind of see how the middle of the field's doing?
Sure. Our drone does have a camera on it. Besides visibility, that's all it does. It does not take video or cameras or VI. Traditionally, our contractors will run two drones, one small drone to, you know, fly at 200-300 feet in the air, which ours usually don't exceed 20-25 feet. We kind of look at our drone as the workhorse and a small drone that can do some intense imagery and very sophisticated imagery as the racehorse.
And where do you see the future of this going? I mean, it's endless.
Yeah, it's, it is.
Really is. It's a new concept for farmers.
It is. It's a new concept for farmers. I think it's just going to continue to grow and be more accepted and become a norm in the agricultural industry. I see that happening already, and with the momentum that we have right now moving into fall, gearing up for 2022 growing season, I think next year it won't be considered something of the future, and I don't think a lot of people consider it something of the future now. They consider it something of the present.
Somebody wants to get involved with this program or come back and be a representative to fly the drones. How do they get more information?
So our website has a lot of good information on it. And traditionally what happens is if we don't reach out to you before you reach out to us, you can get on our website and get in contact with our marketing manager, Emily. And then Emily identifies where in the United States you are looking to operate and offer these services and puts you in contact with someone like myself or three of my counterparts that cover different areas of the United States.
Is there any other information you want to offer anybody getting interested in getting in the program or growers?
I like to challenge people that if you are corn and soybean focused, that's great. Service your corn and soybean acres with a drone. But if you own the drone, once you decide to partner with us, you can utilize it in spaces outside of agriculture to make money. Whether it still be in agriculture on specialty crops that are grown in your area, or whether it be you want to service golf courses or you want to service local parks and communities in certain ways, I mean, those opportunities are there because our machine is versatile.